Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
What's happening with you?
Not much. Very embarrassing show.
Fun show.
Embarrassing for me.
Celebrity crushes.
It's actually Prank Central.
I had a celebrity crush. Her name was Donna Hay. G'day, Donna. I'll give you that now for listening to the podcast straight away. It's not a hook, but Abby's. In fact, we're going to actually, it's actually now a national day of celebration of the person.
It's actually not, so that's embarrassing.
No, I think it is.
I think it is.
So, Chattergrees is on. I mean, that's cool. Love Chattergrees. Figuring out if Abby's an asshole. That's all fun. But now.
It really was an Abby is the punchline heavy
show. Well, take
show.
It up with executive producer Max. Let's do Celebrity Crush right
now. On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I think I have a crush.
I have a crush on you.
You have a little crush.
So. Ooh. So yesterday, Rowan, when we were off air.
Yeah.
We were talking about crushes that we had on people.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you have a crush on someone, and I thought, that's funny. Let's talk about it on air and let's expose Roro. That's what I thought.
It's the general attitude around here. Yeah.
It is. And here's the thing. I hit you with a nice serve and you return with a very strong backhand.
Double-handed, just went down the line.
Yeah. Because you said, all right, you can reveal my crush if I can reveal yours.
And you were like, because I know a couple of Abby crushes.
I've got a few crushes.
And these crushes are like, don't you dare say it on air. But
because people have told me not to.
Yeah. But I had thought of one that really hadn't been discussed.
That has been mentioned briefly,
kinda,
but hasn't been inquired into.
Not really. I don't think we've ever really spoken about it on the air.
I think when I get drunk, I tell people.
You idiot. What do you mean?
I think I told. Okay, anyway, let's go to your crush first.
I
want to get it out of the way because I feel so sick about my crush.
Who was the slug's crush?
Rowan told me he has a crush on Donna Hay.
Wow.
Now, Donna Hay, wonderful woman.
Great woman.
It's a random one.
But a great woman.
And what was your reasoning?
No, we're not going there, mate.
She could make you a great pie.
Yeah.
Bomb Alaska.
Can you imagine going there, seeing this lovely, amazing woman, and she goes, here you go, hits you with a Bomb Alaska. A nice lemon meringue pie. You know, you could lift this, like, it's just, the food would be so good. It'd be nice. There'd be some wine. Donna Hay time.
Okay.
So nice. And that's all right. And then if you heard last night's show, you would have heard us joking about, you know, what Donna Hay cookbook we should get and things like that.
Well, speaking of cookbooks, actually, I have something to tell you.
Drone. You want another drone? Oh, mate, I wasn't prepared for the second drone.
You're always ready for drones. Donna Hay. Your dreams could come true, Rowan, because she has a cookbook.
She's got a million.
A new one coming out in early October. And we're going to get her in studio. You're going to meet your celebrity crush, Rowan.
Is that confirmed?
You're going to do it.
Is that actually confirmed, though? You just
I think
out.
It should be confirmed with all the free press we've given Donna. So, Donna, we love you and we want to meet you. And if you could bring a Bomb Alaska,
come on in, doll. I'm okay with probably pretty hard because that's lit on fire. Lemon meringue pie.
And also ice cream on the inside. So you have to keep them in the freezer and have to light them on fire. And
lemon meringue pie and a cuddle is all I need.
So that's the end of the break. And
no,
should
it's
we
not.
Go?
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, I returned surf and said, oh, what about this one? And Abby looked at me and said, as in, like, you can't actually say it. If you say it.
Because there's one that you can't actually say.
You can't actually say it. And I went, well, it's actually someone else. And then she went, hang on. I turned the microphones off, yelled it across the desk, lost her mind. And I went, oh, looks like we're revealing two crushes today. So, your crush, Abby's...
I feel sick.
Abby's celebrity crush is... One of the main ones.
The most elusive one, for sure.
Definitely the most elusive.
You know what? The only one I haven't gotten with.
Stop. The chaos is unbelievable. Shall I reveal? Yes, reveal. Okay.
No.
Abby's random celebrity crush is Lewis McCurdy.
Can I explain myself?
Now, Lewis McCurdy is a former Triple J radio host. Cool guy. I don't know him. Haven't met him. I know who he is, but I have never met him. Wears turtlenecks, like a cool dude.
Can I explain myself or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so a few shows ago, last week sometime, we were talking about the time that I got a crush on someone.
Yep.
Because they were rude to me.
Yes. Go on. And, you can get going. Yeah.
And this is how the crush originated. So about 8 months ago, and this crush has been 8 months long.
It's a long crush.
And I do bring it up to anyone who might know. So obviously in radio, people know who Lewis McCurdy is. I can't even say the name.
I know
people
Lewis.
Know, I know people know who he is. Also, the Google's Lewis McCurdy right now. Through the roof.
Through the roof.
So we were shooting this thing, I thought, you know, this person's quite aloof. I'm not really going to bother talking to him. We'll just get filming done, whatever. There were like six of us. And then at one point he was like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I've got a podcast. And he was like, oh, what's it about? And I was like, oh, it's about, like political stuff. Like, cause it's hard to explain what my podcast is about. And McCurdy went,
go on, say it.
He goes, oh. Just what the world needs. Another reality star with a political podcast.
Yeah, Louie!
And
there you go, baby!
And that made me want to impress him so badly because amazing. He thought that I was so... But he was nice otherwise. This is a trick. He was nice otherwise. He wasn't an asshole. He was actually really fun. But then I got too nervous to talk to him because I felt that everything I had to say was smart and impressive to confirm that I... was worth having a political podcast. And ever since then, I think he's a girlfriend, so it's a harmless crush. But ever since then, no, don't do a joke, because I'm scared of information that you have. Ever since then, I've had a crush on him. I even told Sonda. I've told...
Boss.
Our boss. I feel weird calling her our boss, but she our is. Boss. She is a very cool boss, but she's a boss. I told Sonda and she remembered. So that's embarrassing. Apparently at our team lunch, I told everyone. So that's good. Apparently, what happened?
Here is what we said to Lewis McCurdy in the DM.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Well, too bad. It started. Hey, Lewis. My name is Max. I produce Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield on the Hit Network. We were hoping you might be able to come on the show for a pre-recorded interview. Abby has an admission to make to you after something happened on the West Coast Coolers shoot.
No, something happened.
Still goes. Would you be able and available for a quick 5-minute phone chat between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. today? Now, Lewis. Well.
No, I actually
Lewis McCurdy.
I'm embarrassed.
The great McCurds.
He went, what, that girl with the... bad podcast.
What did Lewis say back to us? Well, what did he say? You ready?
I don't know.
Do you want to know?
Don't play a song or something.
Do you want to know what he said?
Okay. Yes.
Left us on red. Absolutely nothing. He went, you know what? Don't care. The neg was successful again.
Oh, my God. It's made me like him so much more. I'm actually shaking. So he didn't even reply. Should I DM him?
No, not that way.
Desperate.
Maybe you should. What would you say to him, though, by the way?
Hey, why didn't you reply to my producer?
Well, you know. Could be in his requests, you know.
That's so embarrassing.
Nothing.
This is confirming what I thought. He doesn't care if I live or die. And that... is hot.
I wonder who we get a reply off first, Lewis McCurdy or Donna Hay?
Donna Hay. Lewis McCurdy. You know what? Lewis McCurdy thinks he is much cooler than I am. And I feel sick that we've now exposed ourselves on radio Well, me. I've expressed myself on radio.
You started it.
That I've kept hidden for a very long time, and I tell very few people.
All right, well.
When sober. I tell them a lot when I've had a few cordials.
What's out there now?
Well, Lewis McCurdy, if you hear this, DM me confirming that you think my podcast is good, and then the crush will be gone.
Well, now you've told him what to not do.
The thing is, if he actually spoke to me, I think the crush would go away. It was, he didn't. Don't wrap me up.
Come on, mate.
I'm trying to explain myself. I'm trying to explain myself. Don't do a rap finger.
Come on, mate.
Because I'm trying to explain in case he listens to this, Lewis McCurdy.
Come on, mate.
Babe, I know you downloaded the Hot Nights podcast. I know you've got it. Hot Nights Abby on Instagram. You followed us. And I know that you think, oh, she's crushing me. But the thing is, Lewis McCurdy, if you messaged me, it would go away because it's all about wanting. And my trauma has had me desire attachment from those who don't want attachment to me. So that's all it is. It actually isn't about you. It's about trauma. So.
Okay. Hey, 131060, who is your celebrity crush?
Who is your, and I want niche ones.
Well, will that be as niche as Lewis McCurdy?
No, probably not. Okay. Give him Google though. Yeah. I think he's quite fun.
Hot Nights Podcast. I think I have a crush.
I have a crush on you.
You have a little crush.
Okay, I don't like how freely now you're saying the full name. I'm really embarrassed.
Because no, you're not, mate.
Here's what happened, everyone. About 8 months ago, I was on set and I met Lewis McCurdy. He's an old Triple J radio host. And, you know, I got a crush on him because he was a little bit rude to me, but not fully rude to me. He made me feel a little bit insecure, and that made me horny. So it's been a long road to here. It's been a secret I've held because it isn't like it's, you know, oh, I have a crush on Dr. Chris Brown, where it's like, oh, yeah, of course everyone does. This is like an actual crush that I think about. Oh, probably shouldn't say that.
It's now Wednesday, 27th. July is now Lewis McCurdy Day. Celebration. Lewis McCurdy Day.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lewis McCurdy, because we DM'd him to come on the show, and he said...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, no care.
He didn't care. So that's embarrassing. Anyway, that's really embarrassing.
So we asked you 131060, who was your celebrity crush?
Oh.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who's your celebrity crush?
You know what? Okay. How about you tell me who it is and I'll say if I'd rather them or Lewis McCurdy.
Okay.
Go.
Well, it's a very, like, everyone loves him, but I can say that I have met him and he's kissed me on the cheek.
Oh.
But Harry Styles.
Wow. Lewis McCurdy.
Oh, no, but it's Harry Styles, Abby.
It's Harry Styles, Abby.
But I think Harry Styles, he would be too nice. Okay. And he would think, your podcast
have
is great.
Have you listened to his new songs?
Oh, no, good. I actually haven't. Are they kind of mean?
No, but like one is like about choking, so.
Oh.
Oh. Lewis, I don't know. I think he thinks that's in vogue.
I think he's still.
I'm hung up on Lewis McCurdy. If he'd replied, I think it would be different. But the fact he hasn't replied, I need to remain strong.
Okay.
Dan, this is so embarrassing. Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Hey, Denise Richards.
Wicked.
From Wild Things. And well, she was the cousin of Ross and Monica from Friends.
See, I would say Denise Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's also a bisexual queen. So,
right.
Denise Richards is almost over my crush, but I am still going to choose my crush.
What nickname would you give Lewis McCurdy? Louis? Curds? Curds. It would be Curds? Curdy?
I'd think of something unique. It'd depend on our experiences Louis together. This is actually really creepy. Is this creepy for me?
No.
It's
a what?
It's a crush.
What were you going to say? Oh, right.
Is it creepy?
No.
This music feels like it's creepy now. I'm panicking. It's all right. Okay, Tom. Tom, who's your crush?
Hey, Sluggy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
All right, give us a drum roll because I'll tell you who my celebrity crush is. All right.
I haven't got a drum roll here. You know what I can give you? I'll give you the drone. I'll give you the drone.
All right, thank you. All right, my celebrity crush is none other, Abby Chatfield.
Oh, just Tom, smoking, you know what?
Abby.
Oh, Tom, that makes you really happy because no one has a crush on me, so that's really joyful. But I guess Lewis McCurdy may have thought the same, and now we all win today. Love you, Tom.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot,
very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Thank God this is here to cheer me up after the last couple of breaks. If you didn't hear that, get the podcast because you'll want to hear it. It's probably some of the best content we've done.
It's Lewis McCurdy Day, guys.
No, you didn't have to say the name again.
Oh, sorry.
No one asked you to. And now it's reminded everyone of my crush. Anyway,
I think you
moving
love it.
On.
I think you love it, mate.
This will cheer me up. Chattergories, my favourite game. Here's what happens. There are three categories. The first category is the category. It is my category. It is whatever I want it to be. If you don't like that, grow up. Don't DM us saying, hello, I want to be a part of Chattergories. My special category is, speaking of special categories, the second category is the listener's special category.
Yeah.
And that can be whatever they want within reason. Make it reasonable, be normal. The third category is the producer's category. It's whatever they want. I have no idea what it is. And it's best of three, names as buzzers. And we're there.
We're there. Contestant tonight is Yasmin. What's up, Yas?
Hey, g'day, guys.
Hey. What's happening? Yasmin.
Hey, Abby. Oh. You're my celebrity crush, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Yasmin.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Love you. That's nice
to
know.
Let's get it.
91 of you can get it, and that is $100 to Surf Stitch.
All right, I got it.
Shop up to 30% off all your favourite brands only at surfstitch.com. All right, Yaz, here we go. You know how to play. Names of your buzzers. I'm okay with Yaz as well if you want to do Yaz.
Yep, no, that's good. Yaz is good. Shorter. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, cool.
Just saying I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Are you not okay with that? I mean, it's your game. We can just say it. You can say it.
No, let's do Yaz.
You sure?
I like challenging things.
Oh, okay. Let's go then.
Okay, all right.
As seen by my crush.
Abby's category, Lewis McCurdy.
Is your category your crush?
No, my category.
Yeah, but that was just me throwing a little radio gag in there.
Okay, yeah. I totally understood it.
Yeah, okay, great. Good. Yeah. Abby's category is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield, the radio show. Right. Yasmin, are you a fan?
I applied for this because my friend sent it, but I'm a fan from now on. Like, Abby, I'm your number one listener from now on in.
Do I hang up on you?
Yasmin, no. That was kind of a joke question, and you answered with the wrong...
Okay, but what happened is someone said, who's your celebrity crush? And I said, Abby, and then they're like, oh my God, go apply for this. So it was just fate, really. Calm down.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay. New listener, we love you. Here comes the question. Names is buzzers. Name one of our Friday segments.
Abby. First Date Friday.
Yeah. See, if you listen to the show, Yaz, you'd know that.
You would know that.
Unfortunately.
We love new listeners, though. We appreciate the fact that we've won you over.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Your category, Yaz, is Britney Spears.
That's my girl. Let's go.
Oh. Here comes the question. You big fan. Britney.
Yeah. First concert I ever went to.
She was my first love.
Yep.
So.
Queen.
Yeah.
Queen.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the question. What is the name of the song that for the video clip, Britney appears as a flight attendant?
Abby. Yasmin, Toxic.
Oh.
You win, Abby.
Oh.
Sorry, Yaz.
Sorry, Yasmin.
Sorry.
You know what? It's all good. We've got a new listener and I've got a new person as a crush on me. So win-win for me.
Win-win
for me, actually. Three wins.
Sorry, Yas, but at least you gave it a crack, eh?
Oh, good, fam. Have a good night.
Of course, fam. I like that. Yeah. If you want to play at Hot Nights with Abby, jump on there, DM us your expert chattery. That is how you play and that is how you win the fun prizes. But Abby doesn't really lose, so it's, you know.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, there is an absolute, there's chaos breaking out over a customer who said she bit into a lizard in her burger. And what was she offered? She was offered a quote unquote measly sum, but how much is that measly sum?
I mean, you bite into a lizard, you want some cash.
I mean, you bite into a lizard, you want a court case. You want.
Totally.
At least you want to hear the word settlement out of court.
Yeah, you don't want this guy public, guys.
If it was me, I would DM them and say, listen, I've got this footage. I have 410,000 followers. You do the math.
Yeah, I have some lizard
you
in my mouth.
Do the math.
Still.
A friend of mine once worked at a place where they did like meal boxes. I'm not going to say what they were.
Okay.
Pre-made meals, basically.
Oh, right. You get like meal plans and stuff.
Yes, kind of.
Kind of.
Anyway, food came to someone's house, and an influencer who was gifted this found a live caterpillar in there.
Live. Hanging out.
And she was vegan, so her main issue was she may have broken her veganness.
Wow.
She was mainly upset because she thought, I almost ate a living being.
Oh, God.
But I actually, finding things in your meal, have you ever found anything in your meal?
You know what? Being from Tasmania, you know, there's things that get in things. It's normally like hair, but that's everywhere, you know. Normally like...
Hair's fine.
Bit of, you know, I'm sure there's a bit of widgety grub somewhere. You know, Tasmania, it makes sense.
See, I feel like I really often find a hair in my food, but I just assume whether it is or isn't, I just go in my head, it's your hair. If I've got an Uber Eats and it's a rainy night and there's a hair in my burger, I'm not going to go, oh, I'm going to call them up and wait for a whole new burger to come. I'm just going, Abby, it's your hair.
Oh, you know it's your hair, yeah.
Take it out. Doesn't really matter. And has it ever affected me? No.
I'd have a problem with maybe a nail. I'd go, whoa. Yeah, see what
that's
I'm saying?
An issue for me, actually.
See what I'm saying? A nail. Rusty nail.
Oh, a rusty nail.
Oh, just a nail, you know.
I think like a fingernail.
Like a Band-Aid? Oh, what about, yeah, fingernail.
Fingernail. Totally. That's really
why would a full nail be there? Imagine if it was...
acrylics.
Imagine if they were biting their fingernails and that bit fell in.
But you'd eat it and not know. You wouldn't even realise.
That bit was crunchy.
It'd be, oh, nummies.
But it's actually just
crouton.
This Caesar salad tastes funny. Tastes like someone's nail.
I don't know. I mean, a lizard is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Did you see that flight where they had in-flight meals and there was a severed snake's head in it? That was recent.
Sorry?
Imagine that opening that up for a little egg hollandaise sandwich and then seeing a severed snake head. How does that happen? How does a severed snake head get into that?
Wait, a full snake head?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean? Yeah, I'm telling you.
But how did the snake... First of all, what breed of snake? What kind of snake?
I think at that point you're just worried about the snake, aren't you?
I'm thinking, you know what, I actually wouldn't... Oh, my God. I just feel sick because I wouldn't be worried about me eating it because you'd obviously see the snake.
You'd see the snake head.
I'd feel very sad that there's a severed head of a living thing in my meal. But that makes me think I should be vegetarian because really I am eating meat, aren't I?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad seeing it's how I do like snakes a lot though.
What if you say, you know what happens a lot though? A lot of these like packaged up salad bags from supermarkets, things get in those. Like I think I've seen online once, like a rat was in one once. What would you do if like you were halfway through this bag of rocket and then you go to put it in your fridge and you see there's like, then you see there's a rat in there that's died, but you've already been eating it. Like you had a salad earlier in the day and then you see your fridge and it's like this dead rat just... ugh. In your rocket spinach mix for $2 or something, you know?
I mean, I vomit and then I take a photo and head to Instagram to DM the company.
The amount of money you'd get from that, wouldn't
you? You'd make so much money.
Don't now. We're not giving you any ideas.
No. But if it happened, and also I in particular would make a lot of money.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You out of all people.
Well, like anyone with a following, because you'd be able to, it's a big threat.
Yeah, you got a following and a radio show.
Yeah. But now it's going to seem sus if it happens to me, because it's going to, they're going to use evidence in court to say that I planted it. I didn't plant it. I'm just saying, in theory, sorry that I have forethought.
Totally.
Sorry that I know what I would do in the situation.
Well, we have food for you with something in it. We do.
What do you mean?
We got food
like
for
icing,
you.
Icing, like nummies?
Something in it.
Is it nummies?
I'm not telling you.
So you're going to put something in my food and possibly poison me and ruin the show. If it's a snake head, I'm actually calling Bindi Irwin immediately.
Bindi? What's Bindi going to do?
No,
it's awful.
Don't make fun of Bindi Irwin.
Bindi, I don't know.
Don't you dare make fun of Bindi Irwin.
Rob's my boy. I don't know about Bindi. I'm Team Rob.
They don't live against each other. They're siblings.
Well, we have food for you next.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Can I just say, this is the show of stitch-ups. It's like it's my birthday or something, and everyone's being like, ha, 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 ha.
Sorry, I have to stop you there. It's not your birthday, it's Lewis McCurdy Day. So I don't know why you're calling it your birthday when it's actually National Lewis McCurdy Day.
That's so embarrassing.
So I would hope all the other radio networks celebrate it like we do.
Yeah. So anyway, that's embarrassing. So here's the thing.
Don't be embarrassed about your crush. Sick. Don't be embarrassed about your crush.
Here's the thing, everyone. I was gloating before about the fact that I really believe that I don't care if things are in my food. I mean, a snake head, as someone found in a flight, not so okay. But I was like, I don't care about hair. I don't care about whatever. Who really cares? Mm-hmm. Even fingernails, not great, but I don't think I'd really notice, nor would I really care. I just think, Abby, it's your fingernail, or Abby, it's your hair. Get over it.
Yeah.
So to test that, our producers have given me a burger.
Yeah. Something in it.
And they put something in it. And now I'm not sure what it is because there seems to be purple juice oozing from it. Is the purple juice the thing?
No. Just look. There's something in it, right?
No, Max, you're having triggering flashbacks to I'm a Celeb, but I won.
You did win.
I have a box here to vomit into. I vomit also, everyone. I vomit really easily. Like, I'm telling you, I
still haven't seen a vomit from you.
You can like, go into the bathroom and do it.
Have you done that a couple of times here? I don't know.
Yes.
Have you? Oh.
Yes, in between songs. And because I have a really weak stomach, and it's honestly, it's not any easier when you're eating pig testicles on national television.
It's not, well, I can.
And now I
can,
feel like, why am I doing it again?
It's not pig's testicles in this.
I actually feel, I don't know if I can do it.
I think you should give it a go. I'd tell you if it was too much. I don't think it's too much.
Can I look?
No, you can't look. But I think you should bite it. Do you trust me as like one of your friends?
Not particularly right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying it's okay. What do we say about looking? Oh, you're right. It's just a burger. We've just put something in the burger. Delicious burger. It? Yep, go on. Have a bite.
Is it Lewis McCurdy?
Bring him in! No. Have a bite. Go on. She goes,
I hate sauce as well, and there are about 6 sauces on this.
Okay,
well, is the sauce the thing that it is?
You have to bite it into it. There you go. Now she attempts the bite, and it's in the mouth. There's the bite. Now she releases from the burger. It is in the mouth. Chew. She should chew. You chewing? Yeah, chew. You chew it? Yeah, she's chewing. There's a chew there. How does it taste? She has eaten the burger or bite of it. Oh.
I don't. It seemed normal, which scared me.
I think, well, see, that's how easy it can happen. The foreign object can go in your mouth that easy. You would never know.
I had to spit it out.
So you didn't ingest any of it? Any of our foreign object?
No.
So you didn't trust us enough to ingest it?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no, because I actually... Do you want me to have another one?
Have another bite. Have another nibble. Okay, have another nibble. All right. And there we go.
Because I feel like I've let the listeners down. I feel like someone who won I'm a Celeb, it's not really...
I think you have to. All right. And going for another bite. Little nibble this time. Not a big one. Ingest... Gina? It's down. Well done.
You know what? I did on I'm a Celeb when I did eating challenges.
Yep.
I thought of grandma.
Yeah,
so I thought of grandma just then.
Rest in peace, Carmel.
Carmel, you got me through.
Now, what was in the burger? Are you ready?
I think it looks like a normal burger.
Nothing. There's nothing in it. We're just playing with you. Nothing. Just like the message we received from Lewis McCurdy.
Hot Nights Podcast.
We've been going on and on about how much we love Reddit.
Yes,
we have. We decided to show you why.
Yeah, find your people on Reddit.
A very famous subreddit, as they're called, is Am I the Arsehole? Have you heard of this, Rowan?
Oh, everyone has. Everyone has to, because they put great stories on there.
Great stories. And whether or not they're real, it actually doesn't matter because it's kind of a think tank. You can think, are you the arsehole?
I love
determining if people are good or bad, as we know.
Yeah.
So, here we go. I've got 2 Am I the Arsehole posts here.
Uh-huh.
And I'll read you the headlines.
Oh, and I'll pick.
And you pick. Right, okay. Here's the first one.
Cool.
Am I the Arsehole? Also, everyone, Am I the Asshole is often shortened to AITA, but am I the asshole for making an awkward situation less awkward by making a joke? That's the first one.
Yeah. Say it again one more time. One more time.
Am I the asshole for making an awkward situation less awkward by making a joke?
Yeah.
Seems misleading.
Yeah.
And the second one is, am I the asshole for taking back my offer to help my friend's wedding?
Yeah, two.
Second one? All right, here we go.
I think so. You think so?
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for taking back my offer to help with my friend's wedding? Last year, my friend Jess, 35, female, got engaged. Her wedding budget was $5,000.
Uh-huh.
I offered to take pictures for free. I'm an amateur photographer with basic gear and a background in photojournalism. Great. Jess turned me down, citing my lack of wedding portfolio. Jess, it's free. Fast forward to the Thursday before her wedding, Jess calls me in tears because she doesn't have a photographer. She asked if I can take pictures. I was more than happy to do so, so at the wedding and reception, but she wanted me to shoot the whole day. Her getting ready, travelling to the venue, the wedding ceremony, and her fiancé leaving the reception.
Right.
I said I had other commitments that morning, but reiterated that I could shop an hour before the wedding to get some... to get some before shots and take photos at the ceremony and reception, including the usual posed photos. She said I could either take photos for the entire day or not bother even coming to the wedding as a guest.
Oh, what?
She got married this past Saturday and I wasn't there. Am I the asshole?
Oh, God. Straight away, I would say no.
No way.
No way.
No way. Okay, doing a favor?
Yeah.
On someone's wedding day?
Don't even come. Don't even come
unless you can take photos and come. Because you actually aren't worth my time if you aren't doing something for me. That's interesting.
Which is awful because she was coming when you had a photographer. So now you lost your photographer. That's a shame. And you've just gone, oh, well. Oh, mate's going to do it. And then you go, hang on. I'm coming to your wedding and I've got other things on. Oh, don't come in if you can't do the photos. Excuse me.
Like, for example, my makeup artist, Helen. Love you, Helen.
Love you, Hel.
She'll do my makeup on my wedding day, most likely.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'd probably still pay her. And if she was like, oh, I actually can't, darling, I've got something in the morning, I'd go, that's so fine.
Yeah.
Can you recommend someone else?
I understand they were in a bit of a sitch, but like, that's.
But no,
sucks.
But also, that's... your budget is $5,000. A $5,000 wedding, totally doable. There are some gorgeous budget weddings.
Yeah.
But your budget's $5,000, that's totally fine. A photographer for a wedding is often like $2,000.
More.
Like,
I know some that were worth like at least six or seven.
At least for a whole day. And the thing is, if you have the skills, you could do it for the ceremony. Totally, for free. I mean, why not? You're there anyway.
Yeah.
But to ask someone to come in and then say our friendship is done, basically, if you don't take the photos, I think they're the asshole.
That is hard.
That is. Well, it's not hard. The other person's the asshole, and they're also.
Well, no. Obviously, I completely agree. I think the other person's the asshole, but I just think it's hard because the photographer friend got put in such an awful situation because it's her friend. It sucks. She's the asshole. Not the photographer. Yeah.
Totally. I kind of want to read this other one, but I feel like we should maybe say our own.
You have one?
I have one. We can do it after the song.
Do you reckon we do it after the song?
I reckon, and we'll let the people decide.
Let the people decide if you are an asshole.
Yeah.
That's how it works, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
Cool.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Am I the Asshole on Reddit is one of my favourite subreddits. You can scroll through for hours. It can be, you know, a little spark starter in your own brain or a conversation starter with someone over an awkward dinner. You know, nothing else to talk about?
Yeah.
Get Reddit out. Conversation Reddit out. Starters. So before we had an Am I the Asshole, and we decided this person was not the asshole, but let me read you this. I've got one
here
in my personal life, and it's from back when I was working corporate.
Oh, yeah, good one. So, I love these stories.
I guess the title would be, Am I the Asshole for refusing to help set up the Christmas party?
More context.
Exactly.
More context.
So I'll give you some. Don't you worry.
Need it.
Okay, and we have our phone jury here to decide. So I hope you're listening. Get your listening ears on.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60, $100 each jury member, all thanks to Reddit. Find your people on Reddit.
So I used to work in corporate. I was an analyst, property analyst in commercial real estate. And I was the only female analyst at my work, right? So all the PAs were women, and then all the analysts who, like, all have, you know, like a degree and we do kind of other stuff, we also are kind of, we're part of the support network.
Right.
But we do a different role, right? We aren't PAs. All of the analysts were men except for me. And for every Christmas party, every International Women's Day thing, every, you know, birthday, I would always be expected to help. But the male analysts would never even be approached. But because I was a woman, it was assumed that I would help because all the PAs were helping and all the girls help organise. But I was also expected to help despite the fact that it was not my role whatsoever and I was an analyst, not a PA.
So
I was not an event planner.
Yeah, no, of course not. So none of the other analysts were doing anything.
Analysts. No. God, no. They're men. Analysts. They would never do it. No. So men don't do anything except for their jobs.
Right. So
but women are expected to organise raffles.
Right.
Organize
so
Christmas party.
Yeah. So are you the asshole for saying no?
Well, then helping? It got to a point where I was like, hey, guys, I'm actually not going to help this year. And it was like I'd thrown tear gas into the middle of the office. Like it was like,
oh no.
Well, I had to have a meeting about it. And I was like, well, are the men going to help this year? Well, no, they don't usually help. Okay. Why don't they help? Because they're men. That was the quiet part that no one said.
Yeah.
So I refused in my little protest to help.
I would have said you were the asshole if other men were doing it. If other analysts were doing it.
God, no.
If they were doing it and you said no because you were the woman, I'd be like, nah, I think you are. But I don't think you are.
They were never even asked. It wouldn't even have thought, crossed their minds to help.
How many analysts were there?
I think like five, one per team.
Right, okay.
So we're not like, so
you
I'm on one.
You were included in the five?
Yes.
So the other four weren't even approached, asked, thought of. Just
no,
the chat field.
They just have drinks on the Christmas party day, have okay. drinks in the afternoon while we're all setting up in the heat in Brisbane, Christmas.
Oh, hot, yeah. Hot.
Sweating, setting up. And then come down at their own leisure.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yep.
Migraine.
So I'm the asshole.
No, I don't think you're the asshole.
All right, well, Rachel, do you think I'm the asshole? Am I the asshole?
No, you're not. Absolutely not.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel. That's one. Not the asshole. Yes. Hello, Taylor.
Absolutely not. The men should help as well.
Exactly. Or analysts shouldn't help.
Or that was probably my thing. If you're the only analyst, maybe just let the PAs do it.
I think if it's in my job description, I'll do it, but it wasn't. So maybe you have to explicitly put in someone's job description or pay for an event planner.
That's not hard, is it?
No, not when they're earning millions a year.
I bet they are. Hello, Lewis. What do you reckon? Is Abby the asshole for not helping?
Nah, not at all.
Oh,
not at all.
Nah, I think that if you're a PA, maybe. But no, if none of the other associates are helping, then no, you're not the asshole.
Yeah.
Love you, Lewis.
That's what we followed on. Love you, Lewis.
Hell yeah. As per usual, confirming, I'm never the asshole and I'm always right.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
There's an amazing bikini model who has gotten revenge.
Good on her.
On men who send her really disgusting abuse online. I mean, I cop abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, not as much anymore. I think it's because you can't comment on my posts unless you follow me.
Yeah, so at least they give you the tick of...
They've got to at least follow me to comment. And then DMing seems like a bit more extreme, I think. So they don't really feel as comfortable DMing me. I still do get a death threat here and there.
Okay.
Just for a bit of fun. Maybe it's just so I can keep saying I get death threats, you know, so I seem interesting and relevant. But, you know, I totally understand. I've gotten a lot of abuse over my time, probably at least one a day for sure.
Yeah, right.
It's not as much anymore. But, you know, she has 8.6 million Instagram followers and people slide into her DMs and give her awful, awful abuse. And, like, she was used to it, right, because she worked at Hooters from 18 years old.
Oh, like, yeah.
Louisiana. So I can't really imagine that would be the most, like, you know, let's dismantle the patriarchy place to work.
No, it wouldn't be.
And, you know, one man in particular actually worked for a really well-known company.
Right.
And this is to quote her.
Yeah.
One day I had enough. I looked up his LinkedIn and posted those messages to his workplace because I truly feared that he worked with women, and I couldn't imagine someone who was so obsessed with violence towards women working with and controlling the paychecks of women.
Fair
icon,
enough.
Of course.
Fair enough.
I went ahead and told his boss. They responded publicly and said they would look into it. He'd had to have been fired. And you know what? It's genius.
It's good.
It's really smart. The thing is, often my people who abuse me are under like a fake account. But when they are under a real account, I definitely always tag. Often they're like business owners and they do it from their business account.
It's weird, isn't
it? Like a random landscaping business or something. And I'm like, hey, dude, like no one go to this person. Like,
yeah, that doesn't
they're
help.
Abusing me it online.
Help. It really doesn't help.
But I love this. I think we should do it more.
Yeah.
If you have evidence, you know, just send it in. Don't even send a message. Just send it in and go.
I like how you like don't cover their name.
No, because if you're going to DM it to me, then like, okay, you should be brave enough for it to be public.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? If you're going to DM it to me and be awful to me, then you should be okay to stand by your words.
Totally.
Or have a really weird viewpoint, then I'm allowed to critique it. If you're allowed to critique me, I can critique you.
Totally.
So yeah.
So yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I agree.
8.6 million Instagram followers.
That's a lot of Instagram followers. We say power to you, Lindsay.
We love you, Lindsay.
Hot Nights Podcast.
JoJo Siwa has unveiled the rudest celebrity she's ever met.
JoJo Siwa.
JoJo is obviously from Dance Mom. She's huge on TikTok. JoJo Bo is what she's known for.
Yeah, you can buy like bows for little, people's hair.
People's hair. It's vibes. She's like a kid star, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's been in public eye since she was
six, little girl. Very little.
And, you know, she's recently come out as a lesbian. We love that queen. Yeah. I really like JoJo. And the rudest celebrity she's ever met turns out to be Cameron Bure.
Yep.
Now, I'm not sure who that is. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
I don't know either.
Because let's be honest, all I know is housewives and Triple J radio hosts.
I thought we weren't going there.
All I know is housewives, really. But apparently what happened was they were on a red carpet and JoJo, who was 12 at the time, asked for a photo.
Right.
And, her name's Candace Cameron, not Cameron. And she asked Candace for a photo and she said, not right now. And then she took photos with other people and apparently she felt, you know, she was really upset.
Yep.
And Candace Cameron, God, first of all, choose a name. Sorry, Candace. I'm so sorry, but you can't have two first names.
Yeah,
I don't care about your middle name.
Pick a name.
Only serial killers get middle names. You know how like they always with serial killer differentiate it from people who aren't the serial killer? That's why they do it.
Oh, is that why?
Like John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, yes.
That's why they do it. So that all the John Gacys in the world don't get associated with that person.
Oh, yes. That's smart.
Yeah, right?
That's
sorry.
Smart.
Candace Cameron's not a serial killer, by the way.
Yeah, let's not put that out there, guys.
Anyway, so she's apologized on her Instagram. And I mean, can I say something?
What?
It's a bit sensitive, isn't it?
What's sensitive?
I mean, JoJo.
Poor JoJo.
Bring it up earlier.
Yeah.
And now I feel like JoJo's fans are so hardcore that Candace Cameron Bure would be copying abuse. And like, yes, apologise, but I feel as though on a red carpet, things would be very hectic. She would have people calling her name left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And yes, she's 12, but I'm sure there were lots of other kids who she's taking photos with that day.
Yeah.
Am I being insensitive?
No.
I thought it was going to be something like, oh, like she yelled at me backstage or like, you know, she told me that my outfit was bad or she told me that my step ball change wasn't on point. You know what I mean? Like, or like my eight count wasn't perfect, but it was just that she didn't get a photo with her. And I think it's a bit precious.
Anyone been rude to you? Surely someone.
No,
surely.
Honestly, I've met a lot of people and all of them have been very, very nice to me.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of who I've met. I mean, I've met a lot of people and they've all been, even my number one celebrity idol who I wanted to meet.
Yeah.
Zoe Foster Blake.
Lovely.
Was nice to me and I was being very weird when I met her. So
were
thank you, Zoe
weird?
Foster. Yeah, I was being really weird because I love her so much and I got very nervous because I love her.
Okay, right.
She went through a lot of breakups, you know? I just love her.
Okay. Yeah, good one.
So, no one's ever been really mean to her. I can't think of anyone.
Interesting.
Let me think.
No one. No one at all?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever had anyone be rude to you?
Yes.
Oh, whomst?
Yes.
Whomst?
Me.
Whomst? Whilst I was in Spain at the MTV EMAs. Yeah, I went. So what? I was like backstage, whatever. Doesn't matter. I saw, it was like a really big, it was like a warehouse, like where they're all the celebrities, whatever. And I saw Camila Cabello, like.
Oh, yeah?
All the way down the other end. Walking towards me, and one of the bosses here, Tots, another guy named Jace, walking towards us. And I went, great. So I take a couple of steps forward and go, hey. I think I said, hey, I'm Rowan. I'm from Australian radio. And then halfway through radio, she's like, oh, no, 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 no. And then a security guard said, not today, buddy. And just boom. Like, I was backstage. I had like a full pass on. It wasn't just like I was a loser. I turn around and Tots is just like,
I think it's time to grow up, Rowan.
Tots is just like, they're dying laughing. Tears.
Yeah. Tears. So you think Camila Cabello had an issue with you specifically? You think you were so important in her line of vision?
Do you think maybe
she thought you were trying to do an interview? Were you trying to do an interview?
No, it's just not say hi. Fan.
For what?
I don't know, because I was there. She was walking past.
So, but she probably thought when you said radio that you wanted to do an interview. And it wasn't an approved interview. And also, she was a bit busy. It's giving.
On the way. Yeah.
You are JoJo and she is Candace Cameron Bure. Wow. And I feel like it's a bit precious.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I have a grudge now and it's against Camila every time.
Poor Camila.
Oh, Anna. She'll be right.
She's busy.
She got big money.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Oh, give up. 5, 6, 8.
So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
To you and your and your.
Alrighty, tomorrow we do the hotline. We do the hotline tomorrow?
Yeah.
No. So here we go. Alright. No. Bye, guys. Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-